Welcome back to IndyCan Radio, your front row seat and backstage pass to Canada's great emerging music. We are at Indie Week 2009 on the streets of Toronto. We will be talking to Bob Segarini, Bob the Iceman Segarini, about the state of music today. And we are going to be featuring a bunch of the bands, their words, their music. We're going to start off with one of the crowd favorites. This is Soule.
Jordan Carrier from Static in the Stars, and we're listening to IndyCan Radio.
So you're from Calgary?
Yes, we are.
Rock and roll band. Like old-fashioned rock and roll.
That's all. The only way you can describe it is straight up rock and roll, triumphant rock and roll. That's what we like to say.
So who were your influences?
Influences are always tough because, I mean, personally, I love U2 and everything from them to folk music to anything. But, you know, we like to kind of, for this band, say it's more kind of 80s. Hair metal plus mixed with, you know, newer stuff like the Foo Fighters, Anne Berlin, and
right.
Basically anything rocking we'll reference.
Yeah, and well, like, who in Calgary did you have to draw to go, yeah, we want to be like that? Or was there any scene going on at all that
Not
you could
really.
Emulate?
We don't, I don't think we really fit into a scene in Calgary. It's got, you know, it's got some good scenes, but we just kind of did our own thing, and it's not really a lot of bands that are doing just the straight up rock and roll thing there.
Yeah.
So.
And so how did you find out about Indie Week?
I've met Daryl Hers, actually, mm-hmm. during Canadian Music Week last March, I guess that was. And then we chatted about it and did the whole submission thing, and he got us down here. So.
And you did it road trip style, right?
Road trip style. Booked a couple dates on our way through. We had some help from Richard from Broomfiller, actually helped us out with some Ontario dates.
Oh, great, yeah. Yeah, it's great, great band. You'd be a great double bill.
Yeah. We actually, unfortunately, we're not doing any shows with them this time, but hopefully next time we're out. Yeah. And then, so we're going straight across Canada to Toronto here and back to Calgary through Edmonton and Saskatoon and Manitoba and Winnipeg and all over.
Great. Good for you, man. Yeah, Rich is a good man. And I'd love to see that show. And here we are, legendary Horseshoe Tavern.
The Horseshoe Tavern. Always wanted to play here. This is, like you said, it's legendary. I mean, on this trip, we're going to play two of the legendary venues I've always wanted to play. Here, the Horseshoe Tavern, and the Bovine Sex Club.
Pick a tune, and we're going to play it for our audience.
Okay, CD is called No Grace and Goodbyes, and we might as well just play the first single called Lost Vegas.
Lost Vegas.
Lost Vegas, yeah. Okay. Story of a good girl gone bad down in Vegas.
Yeah, there's no hidden meaning in that song, is there?
No. Nope.
You close with it tonight, it's a real rockin' tune.
It's more rock and roll.
Okay, enjoy Toronto.
Excellent, thanks for having us.
You bet.
I'm David. I'm from the In and Outs. I'm lead singer, and we're listening to Indie Can Radio. This is Alex.
Yeah, I'm Alex, bass player.
Yeah. Yes. You drove in from Montreal?
Drove all the way from Montreal to be with you people tonight.
Right, in Toronto at Indie Week. Yeah.
Now you've been really busy with the new record, right?
Yep. We're
coming out on 20th of October.
Yeah.
Okay, of course, in Montreal, but we'll be available on the web site, which is theinnouts.com.
Theinandouts.com.
Yes. Theinandouts.com. Yeah,
okay. Now, let's impress some people. Let's pick a song and play it for...
I'd say our love song, which is Steep Mountain.
There you go, Steep Mountain.
Second song on our album.
Yep. Yes. And what's the song about?
Well, it's all about, like, a steep mountain, really. It's all about life, basically, yep. You know? Like, you know...
Climbing
the... Yeah. No, but really, it's all about life.
All about life.
Difficulties and all that stuff, you know.
Exactly.
But it's with sarcasm as well, you know.
Okay, a little bit of humor.
Yeah, humor, you know, yeah. Obviously, you know. Not too serious.
It's all about love at the end.
It's all about love.
All about love. Yeah, all about love. Ladies and gentlemen, here's a little love from the In-N-Outs from Montreal.
All right.
Great set tonight, guys.
Thanks a lot. Thank you
very much.
This is Diana Catherine from Diana Catherine and the Thrusty Tweeters. You can find us on MySpace at www.myspace.com/Diana's Sound. And you can check out our new album, The Spirit Ranch Sessions, here on Indie Can Radio.
So you just played Indie Week. How was it? How was the set? You feel good about it?
I feel great about it. I'm sweating, which is great. That's always nice when you come off stage a little bit wet.
And the crowd was totally into it.
Oh yeah, they were a great crowd. I was really impressed by the people. Like, they were responsive to all the songs, which is really nice, because some nights you have those quiet rooms and some nights you have some rowdiness, and that's nice, you know, to get some rowdiness.
And the album, are you happy with it? Was it everything you wanted it to be?
Oh yeah, we're tickled with it. It was amazing to work with Bud, and he's got, you know, 25 years of knowledge working with Tom Dowd and, you know, the Allman Brothers, and it was just a schooling for all of us. It was great.
So you actually recorded it in Florida, right?
Yes, in Sarasota, Florida, we escaped the beautiful March weather here in Canada and went down to record our album for a few weeks. So
yeah,
it was great.
That's got to be a lot of fun.
Oh yeah, it was amazing. We spent our afternoons on the beach and walking through the Mayaca Valley State Park that was like right next door to us. So it was.
Oh, that sounds like heaven.
Nothing like seeing a 14-foot gator right in the morning. So
exactly, it's nice to know sometimes we're not the top of the food chain.
Oh no, I was definitely not at the top of the food chain down there. Plenty of things could have had me for dinner. So.
Okay, so play Radio Programmer for us and pick a song from the record. We're going to play it.
Okay, I think I'll give you guys the song Walk, because I mentioned our beautiful Canadian highways here, which we have traveled a few times, and we'll be out across Canada come next spring again. So look for us out there.
Fantastic and great set. Thanks very much.
Thanks so much, Joe.
You bet.
Thank you.
Borns. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you doing?
Pretty good. How'd your set go?
I had a blast. We were really high energy, and you know what? There's so much talent, and I just was so much fun listening to all the other musicians and my band themselves. You know what? We came off that stage, and we were like, we had a blast. It was like only three songs, but like we really had a great time.
Now, we talked earlier, and you were saying you're like an Indie Week veteran.
Oh, yeah.
You played Indie Week in 2006.
In 2006, and I hadn't played since, but it was really cool to come back and see how it's grown.
And how do you think it's evolved?
I think that there's way more diversity, and there's way more room for tons of different styles, and I just think that there's a bigger crowd for it. I think it's just grown, it's gotten better, and there's more industry attention, which is fantastic.
Yeah,
that's where a festival wants to go.
Exactly. You know? Yeah, they seem to be doing all the right things, eh?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
And their heart's in the right place, which is great.
Their heart's in the right place, and their momentum seems to be on your side.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
Yeah, yeah. Well, great work.
Thank you.
And personally, you've come a long way, too.
Well, thank you, Jeff.
Yeah, just watching you perform over the last couple of years, you really stepped it up and
thank you.
Made it an audio-visual experience to see.
Cool, man. Cool, man. Yeah. See, for me, that's the whole point, right?
Yeah.
Is to grow with it, because that's, I mean, it's a curve. It's a curve.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a long curve.
Yeah,
And I just feel excited about it. If it was painful, if it was discouraging, then it's my choice to do it, and I just love doing it, and I love practicing and getting better and making it grow. That's why I'm in it, you know? That's why I'm in it.
While we have you here, let's play one of your tunes. Pick a song off your current record and we'll play it.
I'd love to play Whiskey Women, Nothing But Trouble.
Okay, I got that one on video.
Okay.
Beautiful.
Awesome.
Okay.
Girls who drink whiskey, oh, they always got something to hide. She might be cute, but she's risky, and you don't know what's been up inside. I asked a fine lady to have a drink with me. Thought she was the top of the town. She fed me drinks till I didn't think to stop before her husband came round. When you chance, and she'll charge you by the hour. I don't like girls who drink whiskey. They always got something to hide. She might be cute, she might be frisky, but you don't know what's pent up inside. Oh, you don't know what's pent up inside.
Hey, I'm Chris Nova. I play the drums in Darlings of Chelsea.
I'm Paul Thompson. I play guitar in Darlings of Chelsea.
I'm Sean Robertson. I'm the vocalist of Darlings of Chelsea.
I'm Robbie. I play bass also in Darlings of Chelsea.
And Jay Millett isn't here, but he also plays guitar in Darlings of Chelsea.
Yeah.
And you're listening to Indie Cam.
And you're listening to Indie Cam.
There you go.
Is that good enough?
Not bad for one take.
We've all had a few beers,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, so. Exactly. The week has been like that, right? Just yes. Plug in and play. Yeah. And so we're going to leave the interview just like that. It's sure. Kind of authentic.
Deal.
Now, I don't know. Daryl was talking pretty high on you guys. He was a fan of you, your band, before
yeah, sure.
Indie Week even
yeah.
started.
He's been very supportive.
That's got to be pretty good, eh?
Yeah, it's great.
I mean, you're still waiting to see what the outcome's going to be,
yeah,
but
yeah.
Here we are in the finals. How have you felt about Indie Week so far?
It's been great.
It's been great. Wednesday, we played at the Horseshoe Tavern along with Static of the Stars. It wasn't our best effort, but we've come here tonight, guns a-blazing. Luckily, they gave us another shot, so we're here tonight, and yeah, it's been a lot of fun.
I've seen like a lot of really good bands that I like. At least we get to go out and see a lot of good bands that are.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you see this as a good networking opportunity? Like when you say you've seen bands you like, do you see bands that you can see yourselves working with?
Yeah, for sure definitely. We did. I met some guys in Static and the Stars, and they're from Calgary, and they already said next time you guys are out here, play with us. We'll do like 3 or 4 shows because they've got hookups out there.
Exactly.
We have hookups, you know, down here. So, yeah, it definitely works, I mean, for bands specifically, because lots of indie bands need help with other bands, you know?
Absolutely. I mean, just finding the venues, right? I mean, so many bands from Toronto do a cross-Canada tour, and it's 12 shows.
And you played at 10 people.
Yeah, for sure.
Exactly.
12 shows.
Yeah, 12,000 kilometers, 12 shows,
just
right?
About.
It's crazy.
A few midgets.
Yeah, but when you get
to make
Calgary,
up the halves.
There's got to be 3 or 4 places to play, but you wouldn't know how to book a place in Canmore or an Airdrie.
Exactly.
You know, or any of the smaller places,
for
right?
Sure.
But these guys would, so you need to work together, right?
Or Nelson, BC, which I played, which was hilarious.
Hilarious good or hilarious bad? That's a town.
We ended up taking shrooms, and I think
war.
I slept a lot. Yeah. It was a really beautiful town, but it didn't make any sense for a rock and roll band to be playing in Nelson because it was just too beautiful.
You're too beautiful.
You figure you
and I was like, why is this dirty rock and roll band in Nelson, BC? But it was fun.
You figured you should have had sandals on and mandolins
and like patchouli,
and,
a
banjos.
Lot of patchouli.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Love patchouli. Yeah. Like, and hacky sack. We're big fans of hacky sack.
I've never been
California
there, so
games.
I can't comment.
No comment.
No comment.
Actually, where are you from?
Well, I'm from England, a place called Guildford in Surrey.
Yeah.
I lived in London for a while, so So I'm from there. I moved here.
Are
about
you still wanted there?
Yeah, that's why I'm here. I've been here for 6 years now, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah, it's
and
great.
And you going to take the band there? Have you been there yet?
Well, we're hoping to. I mean, it's just a question of money and all the rest of it, right? You know, we're a rock and roll band with full time jobs, so. That's one of the things you got to deal with, unfortunately. But we got management. We got management now, and they're aiming to help us out with Europe and all the rest of it. So hopefully we'll get there.
Well, there's two ways to get there. Money, that's easy.
Yeah, that's really easy. Yeah.
Have you considered paddles?
Do you have any money?
Yeah. Paddles is another way.
No, sailing. I think Rob and I made it to red in swimming when we were little kids.
I used to be a swimmer when I was growing up. So
yeah,
I,
there
I
you go. I'm sure you could swim really far right now. You smoke 30 cigarettes a day.
I was swimming 20 smokes a day.
Okay, well, good luck to you guys the rest of the way. I mean, you're in tough. You know, it's like a lottery system, right?
Yeah,
you know,
sure,
you just don't know how
no,
it's going to go.
No, lottery's out of luck. This might be out of, like, the best band, but who knows?
Yeah.
They're all really great bands. So.
Exactly. Yeah. There's a lot of best bands, right?
Yeah, for sure.
And, you know, I got issues with the whole idea of art as a competitive sport.
Yeah, me too. I mean, really, it's about the music at the end of the day, isn't it? You know, the competition comes second. But, yeah, of course, it'd be nice to win. It'd be lovely to go to Ireland and you know, be able to work our magic over there. So, and drink Guinness.
But that's actually what I'm looking forward to.
Yeah,
exactly. But you've met a few bands. You're going to be playing in Calgary somewhere. Some other good things are going to happen no matter what.
Oh, for sure.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, darlings of Chelsea. Good show, man.
Thank you very much.
Woo! That is Darlings of Chelsea, who are the 2009 Indie Week winners. For those of you who don't know the format for Indie Week, which is probably most of you, here's how it works. Throughout Indie Week, there are showcases at a number of venues all over Toronto. And every showcase has a panel of judges, and each panel of judges picks a favorite. So at the end of Indie Week, which is Saturday, there are 20 favorites picked by these judges, and they all play off at a modified reverb. And there's Holy Joe's, where a bunch of bands are playing off upstairs, and then at in the reverb, which usually has one stage, they have two stages, so it's just band plays, band plays, band plays, band plays. It's just constant. It is stimulation overload. It is a great experience for the audience. And, of course, judges have to decide, and fans don't see it that way. It came down to, in the downstairs stages, Darlings of Chelsea against very close with Static and the Stars from Calgary, who we heard from earlier. They played off against Tim Chasen, who was a guest on IndieCan Radio back at the Annex Rec Room. And so it was, one style against another style. You have the multi-instrumentalist playing fiddle, guitar, piano, getting the crowd singing against Darlings of Chelsea that just come out at cranked up to 11 and just pure power pop rock. And it was Darlings of Chelsea that won the day. And any number of bands could have, should have won. Soon we're going to be talking to Bob Segarini, Bob Iceman Segarini. Here's a guy who has been on a major label, who has taken a band across the country on the road. So he knows what it takes. He's been the voice of terrestrial radio, satellite radio, and he's now a very trusted voice of what's going on in the music industry. This is a guy who tells it like it is. He does not mince words, and we got a chance to talk to Bob out front of the reverb, and I'm going to share that with you. Looking forward to that. But during Indie Week, there were a couple of other goings-on. On deck, we have the Mataveras, who had their CD release party at the Horseshoe Tavern while Indie Week finals were going on, and some of Team IndieCan was down there. At the beginning of Indie Week, hot off of their hosting of the Gala Award ceremony as part of Pop Montreal, the United Steelworkers were in Toronto playing Dundas Square, and wow, I was down there. It was like a tsunami. It was windy. It was rainy, but these fans would not let that get them down. United Steelworkers played their hearts out. The fans just loved it. You couldn't keep them down. It was a magical moment, and this is the United Steelworkers of Montreal.
This don't be told by the devil's fall from grace. Yeah, now it's like a boss man working in rusty chains. Yeah, now it's like a boss man working in rusty chains. And all men shout, geez, we sweat in the morning. Geez, we sweat in the afternoon. Geez, we sweat in the evening. And it don't look like the devil's gonna slow down soon. Thank you. my chain gang's getting longer every day. Cause all those boys won't pimp their sinning ways. You know all them boys won't pimp their sinning ways. And all men shout, jeez, we sweat in the morning. Jeez, we sweat in the afternoon. Jeez, we sweat in the evening. It don't look like Dale's gonna sun out soon.
This morning and I counted my blocks. And in my delta I found my block remiss. I thought to myself it must be the deeds that have crossed the offense. And the wrath of the Lord shall reap vengeance. Can I get a hallelujah? So saith the Lord that those who climb the fence and not those who pass through the gates have the vengeance reaped upon them. Can I get an amen? Yeah. By the way of the true path and by the way of the gate, the Lord's mercy shall be vanquished upon the masses. On the voice of all, let's hear the Lord's name.
Don't men shout, Jesus, we sweat in the morning. Jesus, we sweat in the afternoon. Jesus, we sweat in the evening. It don't look like Dale's gonna sun out soon. Long men shout, jeez, we sweat in the morning. Jeez, we sweat in the afternoon. Jeez, we sweat in the evening. It don't look like Dale's gonna sun out soon. And it don't look like Dale's gonna sun out soon. And it don't look like the devil's gonna slow down soon.
See what I you're filling up with only a mirage in your cup. In time you'll see what I mean. In time you'll see what I mean. In time.
The Matavares. The song is Simple As It Seems. Background vocals by Matt Mays. IndyCan's Jen Martin, a big Matt Mays fan. And she was also at one of the showcases. And here's a pick from her. This is Amy Campbell. She's got a 2-CD set that you can check out online. Oh Heart, Oh Highway. And given a choice, Amy, I'm going to go Oh Highway. How about song 6, Horizon? And then we'll get to Bob Segarini. Here we go, Amy. Let her roll.
The way the island sky should be, and the spray paint on the rock face read Justin plus Justine, and the land was rolling by you, but your eyes were on the dash, fixed on instruments to keep your mind from fixing on the past. You've been chasing that horizon, letting slip out of your mind. That horizons are illusions, water never touches sky. You've been tilting at those windmills, taking swings and monsters right behind your eyes. But the past will always be the past, my love. Choose wisely what you carry. You can only take so much. Just leave behind those parts that never meant to disappoint you or forget the things you told. It's just that when the house is empty, it starts to feel so cold. Still, your evidence surrounds me, and it's threatening to drown me. And there's people all around me, once looked but never found me. Don't you think I know? Fell short of that bright promise. Well, I know I did. But the past will always be the past, my love. Choose wisely what you carry. You can only take so much. Just leave behind those parts that years of losing faith. Feels like nothing faced with 80 years of life lived in that grace. And I hope that you were happy, and I think probably you were. And I promise I'll do better with my days left on this earth. The island I should be. And the spray paint on the rock face read Luke 2013. And the land rolled down to water to the ships that sailed no more. Where I left you sleeping soundly with a view down to the shore, you said the past will always be the past, my love. Choose wisely what you carry, you can only take so much. Just leave behind those parts that tore you up. You've been chasing that horizon, you've been running for some time, but horizons are illusions, water never touches sky. You fell short of that bright promise, baby, but I know you tried.
This is Bob Cigarini, and you're listening to Indie Can Radio.
Bob, what's the state of music in Toronto these days? Where do you see him?
I don't think it's ever been healthier. There's always been a great music scene here, going back to the Lords of London through the R&B stage with the Mandela and everything. I don't think it's ever stopped.
This weekend, I mean, it's hard to pick, you know, just a couple, right? But what have you seen that really excites you?
Well, the thing that excites me is that there's a lot of really good young bands, number one. Number two, they all don't sound like Nickelback.
Puddle of Nickel Mud,
yeah, we used to call it. The thing is that the beauty of stuff like this is that it's become evident that you no longer need terrestrial radio to break an act or an album.
Yeah.
And even though everything is now niche because it's so diversified, you come to a thing like this and you're going to hear everything from folk to roots to blues and R&B and rock and roll and punk and whatever else you want to say. And the point is that these people can survive by playing on the road, doing house concerts, all the clubs in this and other cities across the country and in the U.S. So it's not like they depend on that one big hook.
Right.
And also, because of indie labels and doing their own records and stuff, let me put it this way. When I started out in the 60s, my first deal was with RCA Records, which were huge at the time.
Yeah.
And we were signed at the same time and produced by the same people that did the Jefferson Airplane, Harry Nilsson. And stuff. Our contract was a standard contract. We got, five guys in the band, we got 3% of 90% of wholesale.
Yeah.
Which is like pennies.
Yeah.
Now, and we would have had to have sold 2 million records to make a living.
Yeah.
Now, a band or an artist can put out a record, sell 5,000 copies at 10 bucks a head, keep at least half of it.
Yeah.
Everybody's got money in their pocket.
Yeah.
So the playing field has changed, the landscape has changed, and look at the excitement. You can hear it and see it in the music. I don't think music's ever been healthier. I don't think terrestrial radio and record companies have ever been more ill.
You seem to be enjoying that, Bob.
There's a certain amount of I told you so going on.
I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Things have changed. I mean, it's a more a niche market now.
Everything's niche. Yeah.
Do you see a time where there will be, you know, another U2, another Beatles, another even Coldplay that will do arena concerts all around the world?
Let me go on record saying I hope there's never another Coldplay or U2. However, a band that was as talented both as writers and as musicians and recording people, I got to go to the Beatles on that one.
Yeah.
I don't think it's impossible that there will ever be another giant band or artist, but I don't think we even know now how that's going to possibly happen.
Yeah.
Because it's going to have to break simultaneously across so many different technologies.
Yeah.
It's going to have to come from everywhere. It's going to have to show up on television, on radio, on Twitter, on Facebook, on MySpace. It's going to have to be everywhere at once.
Yeah.
And you have to ask yourself the question, would you even want to be that band? You know, because then you're doomed. See, now these guys, here, To me, these guys are part of the
We got Isle of Thieves here.
This is how you do an interview.
Yeah. We just crashed it.
Yeah, crashing an interview.
You kids on your Red Bull.
Oh, you and your drugs. Stop it. No.
Before they so rudely interrupted me, what I was trying to say is there are bands like Isle of Thieves who I honestly believe have legs. In other words, I think they have a career ahead of them. If, you know, that guy doesn't screw that guy's girlfriend, you know, there's things that can happen in a band.
That was 2 months ago. We got over it, man.
Yeah.
Oh, good. So this city and all over Canada and parts of the U.S. as well, this is happening everywhere. So there's this huge renaissance of good music being made by like-minded people who don't care if it gets on a radio. They care that people hear it and like it.
Yeah.
They don't care where they hear it and like it.
Okay, we'll talk real soon,
Bob. It's 25 degrees in Los Angeles, New York City.
In Baltimore, it's 6:42.
Okay, that was getting silly. In the background, we have Purr, P-U-R-R-R. We are going out with Purr. Next week, we will be hearing from Purr. They were big crowd favorites at Indie Week. We've run out of time, so just have to wait till episode 154. See you next week.
Calling to me, feel my insecurity. upon the artists featured on today's show, visit indycan.com.